is the telephone number. Be safe out there, and we'll have another full hour for you to give and have your donation matched at 464-7655. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Back with more after this. You're listening to Byers & Company live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
6 hours to go in Florida's recount. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and there's some optimism now. Palm Beach County could meet the deadline. Supervisor Susan Booker.
The equipment did well overnight. We have some more parts that came in today, and we do have both of the technicians still in the house.
But amid legal challenges, there may be a second recount looming. Fox's Evan Brown live at the Broward County Elections Office.
Yeah, Dave, if any of these races being recounted do not produce results that show more than a quarter percentage point lead, then Florida law dictates we recount again, this time by hand. It would be a very lengthy process, requiring a lot of people to do this job as quickly as possible. A time frame would have to be given. Here in Broward, they already have multiple tables set up for staffing where they can count the ballots being watched by observers from the political parties and the press, Dave.
Evan, search crews and cadaver dogs will be back out today in Northern California looking for more wildfire victims. It's now up to 56 people dead. More than 100 others are missing amid the charred ruins of 8,600 homes. This evacuee says at least he still has his family.
It's nice because we are a lot closer right now, and spending more time together for sure, you know.
That fire and the one near Malibu are better contained. Three others died in that fire to the south. Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor has indicted 11 people in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Five could get the death penalty. But Turkey wants them all tried in that country and demands to know who ordered the killing. It's like January across much of the country. Sleet, snow, freezing rain from Arkansas to Virginia up to Maine.
We have a messy, messy commute for parts of the Ohio Valley where we have an ice storm warning in effect. So you don't want to be traveling in that. We're going to have massive travel delays across the Northeast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says some areas in New York and Pennsylvania could get a foot of snow. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. I'm Jeff Daly, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. A couple of school closings to pass along to you. Central A&M, Meridian, Mount Pulaski, and Lincoln Land Community College have all canceled classes for today. A 48-year-old Decatur man died Wednesday after he was struck by a pickup truck near the intersection of East El Dorado and North 24th Street. According to the Decatur Police Department, officers responded to the area shortly before noon and discovered that the full-size pickup driven by a 55-year-old Decatur man had struck a pedestrian standing near the intersection. The victim has not been identified. An initial investigation determined the pickup was traveling east while the pedestrian was standing on the sidewalk on 24th Street south of El Dorado. The vehicle left the roadway to the south and the driver was unable to maintain control, continuing through the boulevard and front yards on the south side of the block and striking the victim. The pedestrian was transported to a local hospital by Decatur Ambulance Services, but later succumbed to his injuries. Members of the fatal accident investigation team responded to the scene, and El Dorado was reduced to one lane, and 24th Street was shut down for approximately 3 hours. In sports, it was the Bulls falling to the Boston Celtics, 111-82. In the NHL, Blackhawks down the Blues, 1-0. Jacob DeGrom wins the National League Cy Young Award. Meanwhile, in the American League, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Blake Snell won his first ever AL Cy Young Award. Tonight on WSOY, it's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. That comes your way starting at 5. Your next news is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for WSOY and Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
If you're starting your maternity journey, know that Sutter delivers. In the past year, 40,000 new lives were brought into the world with support and care from within the Sutter Health Network. Does your health plan include Sutter?
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
I'll check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Loop. And Speed Loop has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Loop, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we make it easy to be a philanthropist. Hi, this is Natalie Beck, president of the Community Foundation of Macon County. It's that time of the year when you think about year-end giving. Soon the organizations you care about and have supported in the past will be sending their annual appeals for donations, and you will be deciding how to use your budget for charity before the year is over. At the Community Foundation, we know that philanthropy requires thought and planning. We're here to simplify your gift giving. We have all the tools to make it easy for everyone to be charitable. We can help you find a nonprofit that shares your vision, and we exist to serve you and the community you love, anchoring, investing, and collaborating to improve quality of life. If you are considering a gift to a charity or want to set up a fund for future giving, call today at 429-3000. The Community Foundation of Macon County. We're here to connect those who give with those in need, for good, forever.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Got a little bit of snow expected maybe this afternoon. Otherwise, we're going to miss most of the worst of it, I think. Highs around 32 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 25. For your Friday, mostly sunny. Highs near 40. And Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs around 40 degrees. It is 28 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome. We are live here at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for the Starlighting Campaign. Telephone number 464-7655, 464-7655. Call right now and give. You have one final hour where we are matching your gift, thanks to the generous leaders of a long list of those folks that we read to you a little earlier. They have matched that dollar for dollar, so the foundation is going to get the same amount of money, but basically you get a light, and then you're going to get a light on top of that after you make your donation. If you want to get two lights, then we're going to give you two more, so you can get a total of four. You want to get four lights, we'll give you four more for a total of eight. You might as well hand these out for the entire family for
Christmas. It's hard to do just one. You start thinking about everybody in your life that means something. Either it's here now or gone. We came up with five just like that.
Yeah, it happens pretty quick when you start thinking about it. So please call right now. The telephone number 464-7655, 464-7655. It's really weird. You spend 22 years giving out a single phone number on the air. It is really weird to go to another phone number.
I know.
People have no idea. That just becomes sort of like, you know, the way it is. All right. So that's the phone number, 464-7655. Bob Schwartz joins us with the foundation board, and Lori Kearns, who's the hospital board chairman and director of alumni engagement, of course, at Millikan University. To the folks at Millikan, last Saturday night, I'm not on the Public Schools Foundation board anymore, but I was there for the dinner. You guys just do just such an amazing job, and that Commons building I think has brought more people to your campus in the last, you know, year or so than maybe the last 10 years combined.
Well, thank you. I would agree. Our staff does a great job on
dinner was just outstanding.
Wasn't it good?
Yes.
Chef Pear and his team really do a good job, for sure.
I don't know how you do food for 200 or 300 people. I mean, it's one of life's mysteries. Whenever you go and it's done well, I just think it's great. Dr. White was there, and of course, Maryland, you know, drives a lot of that. But how cool was it to see those kids with those ag, with the FFA coats on? Those were your officers from MacArthur and Eisenhower
yes.
High School. Got a chance to meet with those kids, and to all the naysayers, I wanted to drag every one of them to that banquet and go sit them down and go there.
Yep. Well, in fact, I met them as well, Brian, and tonight we're having one of those Institute for Science Entrepreneurship dinners.
Yes.
And we've invited them, and they're bringing a table of 10 from each school of those FFA students to meet with other agricultural leaders in our community.
That's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Well,
I love it.
It was good to see you, and they just do an excellent job.
Brian,
all right.
You talk about what Lori does out there at Milliken, what they're doing at the Commons Building, but I've worked with Lori here at St. Mary's Hospital on the Board of Trustees, our board of directors for many years, and she's now chairman. And the amount of time that she dedicates to this, it's all free, it's all volunteer, but it is relevant. I mean, you use all your expertise in trying to do a great job for St. Mary's Hospital. And you are doing a wonderful job.
Well, I want to explain the difference between the hospital board and the foundation board once again, because I think this gets confusing to people outside. But I want to tell you right now, call 464-7655. You only have 50 minutes to get in on this particular promotion that we're doing, which is you buy a light, you get a light. So if you want to buy one for a grandparent or a set of grandparents, call right now at 464-7655. It's a $50 donation. You can also donate online, but it's simple and easy to call. They'll either send you an invoice or take your credit card information over the phone. However you want to do it, they'll make it easy. And then the star lighting ceremony itself is on the 28th of November here in the lobby of HSHS St. Mary. So they do a beautiful program. The singers and the musicians from First Christian Church participate. Yeah. They read all of the names. We'll broadcast that live in case there's bad weather or just so you have a podcast you can share with somebody, you know, across the United States or wherever they might live later.
Hot chocolate and refreshments.
And then everybody will go outside and they will actually light the star. And then from that night, the 28th, all the way through the new year, that star has become such a great Christmas tradition for this town. And I don't know if Dr. White, you know, knew that 20 years ago, that, you know, the decades later that
it's
it would still
like food
be.
Drive. It started with just a simple mission and turned into be yeah. something, a tradition.
Well, and it means something more when you have one of those lights, one of those 700 plus lights that means a little extra special to something to you, or several of
proud.
Them. So call right now, 464-7655, 464-7655. Please donate. Now, Bob, you are a member of the foundation board, and Lori is a member of the board of directors of the hospital. The foundation board is a separate board, and what made you get involved?
Just being in the community, I grew up in Shelbyville for a number of years. Back in the 80s, my brother's best friend had a horrific car accident, and I never forgot the care that he received when he was here, and it always stuck with me. My children were both born here, and so I had a good friend of mine that was coming off the foundation board, and he asked me and if I was interested, and I said, absolutely. I said, I'd love to be a part of that foundation board, be a part of that community there at St. Mary's, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I heard you talking with Amanda earlier, you know, not only the fundraising to get the hospital, the additional support that it needs, but to be able to meet the people that are in this hospital and caring for the patients and the staff, it's just amazing, and it just really epitomizes Decatur. And what's so special about Decatur is the people of this community, and it's really evident here in St. Mary's Hospital.
All right, call right now, 464-7655. A $50 donation, people don't realize, you know, you raise $30,000, $40,000. I mean, that goes directly, you know, what I love about I'm a little long in the tooth to be serving on every board, right? So I'm kind of selective about I want to see my work go into action. I'm too old for theory. You know what I mean? And there's still a lot of good stuff to support, and someday there'll be a cure, and someday all. I like to be able to go and raise money and see it go to work immediately. There is a certain satisfaction in that, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Exactly.
And you're a coach, right?
Yep.
At heart.
Yep, for sure. For
I mean, results are important. I know you don't spend 20 years doing this if you don't believe in the mission and believe it's making a difference in the community.
I see it every day. Every day I'm in the, on this campus ministry, and every day that I'm out in our community, I see St. Mary's work in action. And like Bob and like Kevin, you know, that's why we serve. That's why we volunteer. And like you just said, you have to choose where you're going to spend your time because you want it to be quality. And we all choose here.
Yeah. What better examples than the Sisters of St. Francis? They just are great role models.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, well, here's the phone number. You can do this. You don't have to give all of this time. You can literally give a phone call and have a nice gift. And this really did start at the beginning, you know, as being a memorial. But it's really, you know, over the last couple of years, there's as many people kind of celebrating life as there are people who have passed. And I think, I hope, you know, I turn on the TV and I see one country and everybody's just screaming at each other. And then I go to the rest of my day in life and I don't see any of that. I mean, I don't see the arguing and the screaming and the yelling.
Thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness. But I do see a community that comes together. But I also think, you know, in a time where we're talking about families divided and all of this stuff that seems to drive the news today, you know, this is a great way to pick up the phone, call 464-7655. Maybe it's your parents that died a long time ago, but maybe you really have never connected young grandkids or great-grandkids to them. What a great way to do that in their name. Pack them up in the car, either the 28th or any time after that, and drive them all around to see the light and explain it to them. What a great, I mean, and then the way they take that from their childhood forward, those lessons are important.
It's a teaching moment. It's just as good a teaching moment at Christmas time as you could have.
Absolutely.
And you get this card that we use as Christmas gifts now. So you get a card saying this.
You're going to get an ornament this year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Ornaments are going to be given to each one
even
of these.
Better.
Yeah, an actual star. It has I've not seen one, but Joel was describing it to us earlier. Yeah, and so it's a nice thing. It's just to say, hey, remembering somebody, you know, even if it's just for a holiday season.
Right,
you know,
rather than another tin of popcorn or a pair of gloves, we choose to give this.
Yes.
And I think it impacts quality. I think it impacts our staff. I think it impacts this community then. And what a wonderful gift, no pun intended, to everyone.
So now you not only have a light bulb that you can point out to your kids, you'll have an ornament on your tree that
That's
will
awesome.
Also memorialize or celebrate a new birth.
Yeah.
And, which you just did, and your family, congratulations once again.
Yeah, upstairs right now.
Jack Kevin.
And there's the Jack story is fantastic. If you had the great honor to be able to meet the man he's named after, it just brings a big smile to my face here this morning thinking about that.
Good old Irishman.
Yeah, Mike, yes, he was. Michael was as nervous as I've ever seen Michael on Monday. We had the WSOY MCA Remix Challenge.
Oh, my gosh, you were with him Monday.
Monday. And I thought, I was surprised he was there, and he's like, hey, I got to get my mind. You know, he was just sort of like, I think, looking for a distraction. And then we were awaiting news, and he really missed, Mike, if you're listening, you really missed one yesterday. Beth Nolan's birthday was celebrated with burpees, and it was not fun. So the video is up at Nauticator.com if you'd like to check that
That's
out.
That's been a great, great thing for him.
Oh, it's I can't believe 12
He's
weeks. Monday, we're done with our 12-week thing Monday, which has just flown by. I'm struggling with the fact that next week is Thanksgiving, and here we are with the starlighting campaign, because I swear to you, we were just at the Decatur celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then the food drive just flew on right, a big success, and here we are at this.
Absolutely.
I mean, months are just going by like days.
464-7655, 464-7655. I really like the idea. I remember at first, as I said before, it was really, you know, we kind of, hey, remember loved ones who have passed. But I was thinking about this the other night when we were at the Chamber annual meeting and Beth did her presentation. Our CEO, Beth Newhoff, and how suddenly, you know, her husband died, you know, at a party. You know what I mean?
Right in front of her.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, that's life. And this hospital and people that work here see it all too closely day in and day out. And we don't spend enough time stopping in this very busy world that we live in and moving on from one project to the next to do something simple like this.
Yeah, and when you're here, you've got a big problem sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we take so much for granted, like you just said. So to be able to celebrate a new life and look at that little baby like I did 2 days ago, it brings tears to you. I was tearing up on the airplane coming back looking at the picture.
I bet.
And people thought I was nuts. But I look at things so much differently now. I try not to take anything for granted, because what you just said, Brian, when those things happen, you need a place like this to solve your problem.
Well, and they do. But I love the ER people. You know, and they're just, and they always have a certain kind of personality. And I think that's a God-directed thing. I mean, I think people are born to do that. And it's not a coincidence that they are similar-minded, right? But if you have to come into the ER at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night and you don't know what's going on, I mean, that's the design of this place, to the equipment and the technology that the foundation raises the money to buy, to the quality of doctors and nurses and people who are recruited to come to our community. It's all part of a larger mission that is meant to serve. And servitude is a word that I think gets thrown around, but it is truly part of the mission statement here.
There's no doubt. You know, our core values of respect, care, competence, and joy, and they're up on the wall. And we say,
you didn't have to look at the wall, though. I'm always impressed when somebody can do it, like, you know, without actually having to look.
I was watching her. She didn't.
No,
she didn't.
It's us. It's who we are. And, you know, and I think it leads to quality. I think we're great at relationships, but a hospital has to have great quality. And, you know, as most folks know, but I'm proud to say, just last week we found out we got the Leapfrog Grade A, which is the highest grade you can get. Leapfrog judges 2,000 hospitals in the country, and St. Mary's got an A, and St. John's and Springfield got an A, the only hospitals in their respective counties to earn an A grade. And I'm proud, and these dollars that we're raising and these people that we're growing impact that. Quality is important when you come to a hospital, because you have to put all of your trust and all of your faith in that, in those people.
Yep.
And we're doing it well here with quality.
Yeah.
Good goes on here.
It does.
Good
every
really
day.
Goes on here every day.
464-7655, 464-7655. Call right now. You got about 40 minutes left to get in on, and I don't want to say it's a deal, but it is a deal. I mean, you're buying one light and you're going to get another one. So, I mean, that's because of the generosity. The foundation's not losing any money because the money was put up by these incredible leaders, that have been here, all morning.
$50 is a lot of money to some people. When you can get two names recognized.
Absolutely.
$50, that means a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounded sort of weird describing it as a deal.
It is.
It is a deal. Well, yes. It's an opportunity.
Yeah, it is. So call right now, 464-7655, 464-7655. How about the Stephen Sharon Samuelson in memory of Tony Samuelson?
Oh, you know, yes.
And
great young man.
Gail Lefwich, for Dixie Marr, Eloise Marr, Linda Paulin, and Pansy Pinkston. We've got Michelle Morthland for Dilbert and Reva, Governor, and Tucker Swingle. Dawn Mullinax for Michael Mullinax, Faith Mullinax. Gloria Novak and Otto Grinton from Dawn Mullinax as well. Call right now, 464-7655. All the names will be read on the 28th, and that's here. And we will also be broadcasting the ceremony, so if you can't physically be here, you can listen. And if you can't listen, there'll be a podcast that you can get to anytime you want after the fact. You actually brought notes on a napkin.
I have my names, yes. And I'm going to be in Denver when we actually light the star, so I'd like to,
absolutely.
If I can list my names now, that'd be great. My dad's parents, Gene and Lefty Kearns, my mom's parents, Phil and Ralph Emmerich, all of the parishioners deceased and living at Holy Family Parish, little baby Graham Dorsey, who we lost a couple of years ago. Donna Chambliss, one of my dad's dearest friends, Howard, lost his wife suddenly, unexpectedly, just like you were talking with Beth. He's from Mount Vernon, but Donna Chambliss. And then my Uncle Bo, my mom's only brother, who passed away of an asthma attack, interestingly, at age 40. So lots of folks that we want to memorialize and remember, but do it with grace and dignity, and there's no better way than right here at the Star.
All right. Lori, we really do appreciate
it.
Thank you. And how are the roads? They were pretty bad this morning when I was getting in early. I mean, I want to tell people, I mean, there is this phenomenon like the first snow where people just forget how to drive in this. And so you need to be a little extra cautious out there. Are they getting any better?
They are.
Yeah.
So somebody went off the road, little old lady went off the road in my neighborhood, which is why I missed my first segment. But then I drove out to St. Teresa and Panera, and they're much better. But still be careful,
yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, because sometimes people forget how to, we do live in central Illinois.
Right.
It snows every year.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we seem to forget that.
Yeah.
Just heard from our past sheriff,
yes.
Tom Snyder.
Yeah.
And he just said, God bless you guys. So much truth in what you were saying. Who would know better than the sheriff?
That's right.
All right. 464-7655. Bob and Lori, we appreciate all your work and service.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you
we're going to take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Well, most of the snow's headed out of here. We do have a slight chance we could see some more this afternoon. Highs near 32 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 25 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 40. And Saturday, cloudy, highs near 40 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 28 degrees.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. And we are limitless.
Patients receiving a total knee replacement at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital are now available to go home the same day of surgery. Traditionally, a joint replacement requires 1 to 3 nights in the hospital, but now patients in overall good health and who have the right support system can recover in the comfort of their own homes. Our goal is to get you home for dinner and back to life faster. Ask your physician if this is the right option for you. St. Mary's is Decatur's leader in same-day total knee replacement.
The Symphony Orchestra Guild of Decatur presents the 2018 holiday event titled Sleigh Bells Ring, Come and Listen. Enjoy an elegant dinner, fine wines, live auction, music, and dancing. The Symphony Holiday Gala will be hosted at the Country Club of Decatur on Friday, November 30th, starting at 6 p.m. Proceeds support the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra and music education programs. For reservations, call 423-3189 or stop by the Decatur Area Arts Council. Sponsors include WAND-TV, Herald and Review, and Newhoff Media.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Okay, Kev, we're back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Coming up at the bottom of the hour news, we'll welcome in a couple of more guests, but you're running out of time. 34 minutes to call right now, and if the numbers, if the phones are all busy, please keep calling. It won't take very long. 464-7655 is the telephone number. If you want to get the match deal, you buy a light, we give you a light today, thanks to the 22 families that we listed a little earlier who have all given $1,000 each for these matching gifts. Well, it's a last-minute town. It's a day where it took people a long time to get to work, and it's just one of those Thursdays. Yes, folks, you live in Central Illinois, and it snows every single year. And everybody out on the road today is all like Floridians or like they're in Washington, D.C. They have no idea what to do. Be careful. Take a couple of extra minutes. Good news is we ducked a whole bunch of nasty stuff this afternoon. Looks like most of the snow we were going to get throughout the rest of the day went south of us, which means it's better than what we thought. And we've got to get ready for this weekend. People have no idea. We're getting ready to walk into a Saturday that they're going to be talking about 50 years from now. How often do you get to say that?
Oh, you never. I mean, hardly ever. For St. Teresa, this, goes back to the 70s.
The biggest high school football game in the history of Macon County, ever.
And hats off to the coaches, Ramsey and Coach
Justice.
Yeah. These two guys, they are... What leaders they are for these young men and women.
Well, I'll tell you what. You look at these schools and the great tradition and the history and all that's involved. You said, you know, your kids went to St. Teresa, but you guys live in Morrill Forsyth. You know, I went out to speak to those kids a couple of weeks ago. You were out there earlier in the year. Jim Peck, you know, he's a volunteer coach. You can follow all this in the Unbeaten video series, by the way. We talked to Jim in one of the videos. And part four is going to go up tomorrow morning, and then we'll have the cameras there this weekend for ready for someone's going to state. I mean, you know, the great thing for the community is we've got a local team guaranteed a state championship game. And then let's not forget about RJ and Orienta. They've done something that they haven't done in over 40 years. So, I mean, you think about it. You live 40 years, it hasn't happened in your life. Those are things we're celebrating. So.
Two of our teams playing on the same day.
And it looks like back-to-back games over at Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois. And if you've watched the Illinois football team this year, it'll probably be more entertaining football by the high school kids on Friday after Thanksgiving. So we're going to be there 11:30 to 12:30. Jeff, we're all good and ready to go with that?
All good, ready to go.
So we'll be broadcasting for an hour tailgate show courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. We'll have all kinds of St. T and Royal Forsyth people with us out there.
Looking forward to hanging out. It's going to be fun.
The atmosphere is going to be crazy. They're bringing in extra bleachers. It's going to be nuts. And if you're not able to be there, of course, we'll be there with the video cameras getting everything, and you can look for the Unbeaten Part 5 leading into the state championship. And obviously the Nauticator app. You can listen to Brett. You can also toggle back and forth and listen to Eric Lee, who's going to be on Channel 1050. We'll be at the Argentina-Orienta game, carrying that game. So we'll have both games on the air at the same time. They're both 1 o'clock kickoff. And you can check it out. You can also follow Nauticator on Twitter and Facebook. Dominique does a great job of updating all of that, so you get the scores for all the games and the updates.
Dr. Ken Hendrickson, can you imagine how crazy he's going to be? He is so excited.
Oh, they all are. So it's going to be a great day for the Greater Decatur and Macon County community. Three teams vying for a spot at a state championship game. And that coverage all starts at 11:30 right here on WSOY. Coming up on 8:30, Jeff Daly is standing by with your WSOY news. We'll be back with more right after this.
WSOY news time is 8:29. Macon County State's Attorney Jay Scott says that residents in Macon County are being targeted by a telephone scam threatening to withdraw money from residents' bank accounts. The call uses a computer-generated voice. It goes on to claim that your computer service subscription is expiring. The call then threatens to withdraw $299 from your bank account if a return call is not made. Scott says the Elder Fraud Hotline has received numerous reports of this scam over the course of the last 2 days. Residents are advised to hang up if one of these calls is received. If you suspect a scam, you are encouraged and urged to call the Elder Fraud Hotline at 615-7582. All calls are answered by State's Attorney Jay Scott. If you need more information on scams, you can check out the State's Attorney's website. You can find a link to that with the story at NowDecatur.com. We have more news coming up after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 59 deaths are confirmed in the wildfires burning in California, 56 of those in the Camp Fire in the northern part of the state. Cal Fire spokesman Steve Kaufman says that fire has grown to
138,000 acres, 35% contained.
This man says he's just happy to have his family with him.
It's nice because we are a lot closer right now, and spending more time together for sure, you know.
More than 8,600 homes are destroyed in and around the town of Paradise. There are indictments now in the murder of the Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey.
The Saudi chief prosecutor has announced the indictment of 11 suspects, recommending 5 face the death penalty. But Turkey is questioning the thoroughness of the Saudi investigation, saying those who gave the order for the journalist's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul need to be revealed.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. A couple of school closings to pass along. Central A&M, Meridian, Mount Pulaski, and Lincoln Land Community College have all canceled classes for today due to the weather. A Southern Illinois woman has been charged with making more than 200 harassing phone calls to U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth over a 5-month period. A federal grand jury indicted Jura L. Perkins last week. She's charged with 1 felony count of repeated harassing communications. According to a criminal complaint, Perkins made the calls between May 28th and October 25th. Authorities say she left voicemails in which she used vulgarities and called both senators communists. In one message left at Durbin's office, she said, "I would be very happy if you died today." Perkins also tried visiting Durbin's office in Southern Illinois. A judge has set a January 3rd competency hearing for Perkins. Her defense attorneys weren't immediately available for comment. In sports, in the NBA, it was the Boston Celtics over the Bulls, 111-82. In the NHL, the Blackhawks shut out the St. Louis Blues 1-0. And in Major League Baseball, a couple of Cy Young Award winners, Jacob deGrom in the National League, and Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Blake Snell won his first ever AL Cy Young Award. Sport Talk tonight with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine is coming your way from 5 until 7. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
The Community Foundation of Macon County focuses on donor service while helping organizations and causes in our community with financial support. This is Kathy Manser, President of the Board of the Community Foundation and partner in a Decatur-based accounting firm. The Community Foundation of Macon County maintains over 300 different funds set up by individual donors, families, companies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Since 2000, the foundation has worked with donors to grant over $25 million to our community to benefit education, arts, recreation, conservation, youth programs, and human services. As a CPA, I appreciate the information and connections on charitable giving and community issues that the Community Foundation provide for you. As a lifelong community member, I appreciate the Foundation's process of learning about donors and causes to assure the greatest impact. If you're interested in knowing more about the Community Foundation and how we can help you support the community and the causes you care about, call today at 429-3000.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Well, looks like we missed some of the snow, but we might have a chance this afternoon. Highs around 32 degrees. Then tonight, clear, lows around 25. For your Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 40. Saturday, cloudy, and highs near 40 degrees. Right now, it is 28 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. We will be back to our guest and your phone calls in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages lost additional ground on Wednesday, and the Dow was down 205 points to 25,080. Slowing global growth concerns impacted the markets after updated data was posted by Japan, Germany, and China. In economic news, the consumer price index rose 0.3 during October, in line with expectations. The CPI was up 2.5% year over year, above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The core CPI, which removes the volatile food and energy components, rose 0.2 as expected and was up 2.1% compared with last year. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.24%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.21%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.2. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 0.7, yielding 3.098%. Gold futures were up 30 cents at $1,210.40. Crude oil futures were up 18 cents at $56.40 a barrel. The Dow is trading at 24,962, negative 118 points. ADM at 45.90, Ameren 67.94, Caterpillar 124.52, Norfolk Southern 166.57, PPG 104.38, Tate & Lyle 35.17, and Mueller Water 10.16. And Oprah Winfrey once said, "Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. That's pretty easy for Oprah to say.
Yeah.
Oprah can say I'm just saying, yeah. Was that Oprah back then or Oprah now?
Oprah now.
Yeah. Runs the world, basically. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple
she
of years.
She doesn't want to be president.
No, she doesn't. I don't blame her. Who would? I was supposed to go to see the governor today. We were supposed to hand over the governor's cup, which Macon County won last year for the first time in since the 1980s. And they canceled it due to weather, and they rescheduled for next Tuesday. And I was wondering if the governor was going to be there, because I'm telling you, if I were him, I would be on a beach somewhere, and I would be like, good luck, Illinois.
I'll be honest with you. If I were him, I'm not sure even why he wanted to be governor with what he had already accomplished. This, you know, he spent a lot of his own money to take on 4 years of headaches.
Yeah, he really did. It's got to be, and he changed. You know, they talk about presidents and how
he really did try.
He did. He wasn't perfect, but I tell you what, every year, him and his wife gave generously to our food drive. I mean,
$25,000.
I know, a year. Well, now that we have a billionaire governor, maybe we can double that next year. Maybe we'll throw that out there to the Pritzker folks and see.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, we had a multimillionaire give us $25,000, so I think a billionaire's got to step up.
He was a billionaire when he went in as governor. He came out as a multimillionaire.
Yeah, well, there you have it. All right, well, here's the deal. All it costs you is $50 to get one of these lights in this giant star that goes up and gets lit on the 28th of November, and we'll be there through the whole holiday season. Jim Schwartz joins us from the foundation chairman, retired from Dunn Company, and you got a pretty impressive. I was looking through Drew Hickey and Steve Horvey.
They
noted Sun, so I didn't get that confused. Jack McCoy, Julie Hovis, Douglas Lee, Dr. Amanda Lewis, Mark McLeod, Susan Dudra, Chris Smith, Bob Schwartz. I mean, you got a lot of good people on your foundation board.
It's a great group. They work hard, and that's how we got $44 million.
All right. Well,
great groups all the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jim, I know you're the chair, but this has been going on since 1988. That's a sum total of dollars raised over the past 30 years.
Wow, we got the microphone.
$44.8 million. Now, this has funded, among other things, 3D mammography. And we were here in October for Real Men Wear Pink, and we got the great pleasure to talk to Dr. Daniel Rubin, who's the radiologist and medical director of radiology. You can talk directly about how patients are being served with dollars that are being raised today.
That's absolute truth. What the foundation did and what the colleagues here at St. Mary's did, the community supporting us in order to get that equipment, it saves lives.
It absolutely does. And so we talk a lot about the foundation and the core values of the hospital, and we talk to Lori, who's the chairman of the hospital board. But that technology, not only does it help you recruit physicians and recruit experts, but it's giving the literally cutting-edge advantage to every woman out there to survive breast cancer.
That's the truth, and you make a very good point about recruiting, because breast cancer is a team process. Obviously, the radiologists are most involved in the diagnosis, but we have to have surgeons and oncologists and radiation oncologists who can then take up the mantle and get the best possible outcomes.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. And so, I mean, I want you to know this isn't – I think when you say foundation, sometimes people think about, you know, like a mountain of money, like earning interest somewhere. I mean, these dollars that you're donating today go right to work in this hospital.
Yeah, you know, a lot of radiology is read from computers far, far away in some places. Not here at St. Mary's. And I remember Dr. Rocky White, when God bless his soul, who donated the star. I remember him saying in a board meeting when we were talking about radiology, he said, there's nothing like when you're a surgeon and you get called into the emergency. And I had a young man who had a fractured skull, and I had to decide how I was going to do the surgery on his skull. And I brought the radiologist in and got his opinion as to what he saw on that screen. It made all the difference in the world whether that young man lived or died.
Well, it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate what you're saying, but we do work together, and it makes a huge difference. And the fact that we have such a wide variety of talent here at St. Mary's is really a blessing for the community.
All right, here's the way you can help, and you're running out of time. 20 minutes left for this matching deal, 464-7655. You buy a light, and because of our generous sponsors, you get two for one, basically. It's a $50 donation. You're invited to the lighting ceremony, which takes place on November 28th, where they'll read all of the names, those who have passed, and for those who have just arrived in the world, like Jack Kevin Brahaney,
upstairs,
who's all of
right now
48 hours old and is upstairs with mom and dad. However you want to do this, just make sure you call right now. It's the time to do it, 464-7655. You can also donate online if you go to HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. HSHSStMarysDecatur.com is the web address. So I had to get through some of these because they've been coming in. This is an anonymous donor, but for Rosemary Wood, Billy Wood, Rita Renfro, and Jerry Smith, we've Brian and Terry Mikeworth in memory of Betty Fletcher and Patricia Mikeworth, Charlene and Evan Griffin for Lynn Smith and Troy Smith. You've got George and Carol Strackfuss in honor of Stella Heckenkamp and Shirley Bennett. Paulette High for Francis Pritz. Les and Karen Taylor for Elizabeth Taylor and Barb Galka. You got Sandy Scharf for Kristen Clark. You got Betsy Aubrey for Joseph McPike and Sally Kellerman. Scott and Brenda White in memory of Lee and Lottie Dwyer and Sharon White. Diana Parks for Eva Sue Durand. You've got Jim and Lisa Ferriozzi in memory of Jack Ernst and Dominic and Minnie Alice. And you have Jeffrey and Nancy Smith in memory of Michael, in tribute to Michael D. Smith, and Vincent Postian, I believe is how that's
how
pronounced.
How beautiful is that? I mean, to see all of these folks right now getting to remember their loved ones so publicly and so relevantly. I mean, when you have that store up there for a whole month and you can come here and hear their names on the radio and have a choir, I mean, what a reverent thing to do.
That's
for
the
people.
Yeah, the ceremony on the 28th, we will broadcast it live and also podcast it. So if you can't be here, you can go back to it anytime you want or share it with a loved one who lives elsewhere. Or they can listen actually that night through the stream on Nauticator.com or the Nauticator app. And then you don't have to be here for that, clearly, but that's when they officially light the star. And so I hope that it's a nice night for the guys on the roof. I always worry about them because, you know, it can be, November can be okay, and November can be really mean. I just hope it's a nice evening for the guys that actually have to flip the switch and turn the light on.
But they will
they'll
be turning
it no matter what.
That's
all right,
cool.
Foundation, you guys meet, you guys work in conjunction with the administration on funding and projects and all the different things that you're doing, right? I mean,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing greater than, like Dr. Reby and coming in with a large request, but to be able to fill those and the generosity we have, the people that continue to donate every year to raise. When they come in, it's not asking for $100 or it's hundreds of thousands of dollars for the equipment we need in this hospital. I go back to that. We replaced 100 beds in the hospital. Good for the patients, but it's also good for the nurses and teams on it. It's $900,000.
Yeah, for beds. It's so hard for people to wrap their head around some of the expense in health care.
Oh, it is. It's unbelievable.
All right, here's the telephone number. You have about 15 minutes left, 464-7655. You can still, obviously, I think November 22nd is the cutoff day to make sure that the names are read in the ceremony, so you could still buy one after our broadcast today, but it's full price then for the $50 for each one. So you might as well take the last 15 minutes and call 464-7655 and get your donation in now. It just makes more sense.
So many couples. I mean, you know, so many grandparents are passed away. Now's the time to do it for $50.
All right. 464-7655, 464-7655. Jim, the foundation, as I mentioned earlier, just some of the things, the major projects funded between 1988 and today, the 3D mammography we just talked about, the emergency department, the lobby, the laboratory renovations, the patient and ICU beds you mentioned, portable ultrasounds, you know, the surgical equipment for neurology, new surgical suites, the heart catheterization laboratory renovations, pharmacy renovation, integrated daycare, the CT, the computer tomography x-ray scanner, purchase of properties on the hospital grounds for expansion purposes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's $44 million over the last, well, since 1988.
There's some little things we don't talk about. For example, you come in and you're a patient and you want a Bible. Well, in the hotel, you leave the Bible, but here you can't leave the Bible. So we continue to replace the Bibles because if you're a patient, you have a Bible, you take it home with you. So, I mean, that's a double blessing.
Absolutely.
Use it here, but carry that word on. So.
Doc, it's good seeing you again as
Thank
well.
You. It's a pleasure
to be here. We usually see Doc in October. It's good to see you outside of the month of October because there's still important stuff going on.
That's absolutely right. This guy's been a great addition to this hospital. We're so
thank you.
Well, there's a
blessed to have him here.
You know, I look at, and Jim and I have served for a number of years on the Parks Foundation board as well. And you look at the number of things that have happened, both charitable, like today, right now, the food drive, but you look at the quality of life. You know, I was just meeting with Jill Appleby yesterday, and we were talking about next year and, you know, the amphitheater opening and the new aquatics facility opening. And we were at Boo at the Zoo, and if you take a train right now, and if you look across the lake, you can see where all of that's going to go. I mean, just all of the different things that have happened over the last number of years, all that's important to a hospital in recruitment of great people as well.
Sure.
I mean, people pick a community they live in based on the hospital, the technology, but also quality of life and schools, and it all works together. And as a community, you got to tackle all of it at the same time. You can't just knock one thing down and then move to the next. You got to do all these things simultaneously.
Yeah, recruiting is a big deal. I mean,
it's competitive.
Smaller communities, it's tough to get doctors, and when you get somebody the quality that we have here, it's just phenomenal. And he's going to bring other people with him, too. And that's
Decatur's got great people. I mean, that's really a big part of why I ended up here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Thanks for being with us today, guys. We're going to take a break. Back with more. Give us a call right now. The telephone number is 464-7655, 464-7655. About 13 minutes left if you want in on this. 464-7655.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Cooking, cooking, that's all I could think about. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, family, parties, dinners. Well, we needed a new stove and microwave. That's all there was to it. So, off to the stores we went. After checking everybody's best deals, we decided Dick Van Dyke Appliance World beat them all. We got a beautiful GE True Convection stove in that new slate color and a matching over-the-range microwave with super easy clean interior. And we saved over $1,000 on the set. It came with that exclusive free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan and no interest financing, too. I can't wait to start my holiday cooking. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during our Black November sale. Get 0% interest financing with approved credit and save over $1,000. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise. Since we first opened our doors over 150 years ago, we've reinvested in our communities one project at a time. From volunteerism and charitable giving to financial education and beyond, Busey works to strengthen the communities we serve. Partner with Busey for purpose and progress. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Fred. Leave me a message.
Hey, sweetie, I know you wanted to try selling our house on our own, but I've been doing some research, and I think we should call Brinkotter. They'll save us time and money. Did you know that people who for sale by owner on average make 18.5% less on the sale of their home than if they would have sold with a realtor? And honey, think of all the work we won't have to do. There's the listing, how to prep our home for showings, marketing, promoting it on the internet and social media, fielding questions from scads of inquiries, 95% of which aren't even ready to buy a home. Then there's the open houses, follow-ups to interested buyers. And then if we're lucky enough to get this far, the negotiations with the buyer, buyer's agent, home inspection company, termite company, buyer's lender, the appraiser, the title company, the buyer's buyer, making sure we have all the legal paperwork done right. And then if that interested buyer backs out, we start all over again. So honey, I hope you're okay. I called Brinkotter and we meet with our agent tonight. Have a great day, babe.
Lean on Brinkotter's 50 years of selling experience. Don't spin your wheels. Get your home sold. Meet our agents today at Brinkotter.com.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com. Or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
If you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain, I can help. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and I invented an intense vibration and cold device that's blocked pain from 31 million needles. Now I've created VibraCool. VibraCool is reusable, portable, and all of our models cost less than $100. We're the leader in local pain relief. Try VibraCool with patented Cool Pulse technology. Go to VibraCool.com and enter the code POWER to get 10% off. Just enter the code POWER at checkout.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Okay, we're back here on a Thursday, and it's not just any Thursday. I want to invite you tonight, and now the weather's clearing out, it looks like it'll be a better turnout. 5 to 7 tonight at Striglo's Everything Office. They're teaming up with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce to have a ribbon cutting. They're going to have a complimentary beverages and appetizers. They're getting a ton of giveaways at literally 150 East William Street, their new Striglo's Business Solutions Center. And it's really going to be cool because I think in this day and age where you have Amazon, don't you want to sit in a chair before you buy it? I mean, you don't have something like just dropped off from a drone and then like, you like it or you don't like it. Wouldn't you really go have a face-to-face conversation with somebody about something like that?
Yeah.
Or if your printer goes down, you can say, hey, can you send the printer guy over? And absolutely, he runs across the street and fixes your printer. We do this stuff all the time with Striglo's. Yeah. And they've got
the customer service.
Absolutely.
Well, they've got their new Striglo's Business Solutions Center. They'll do online ordering, pickup in store, IT consultations, help design your office, design ideas, copy machine, just anything you need. And you're buying it locally and supporting a great family that's been in business for over 50 years.
You make a great point, too. If those online companies relied on people like me for business, they'd be in trouble because I will not. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't ever buy anything online unless I can't get it here or it's like for a sports venue or something.
Yeah, it's life. But I mean, I want to, you know, before we get a new chair for the studios, I want to sit in the thing and you know, get some advice.
Or new headphones.
Exactly.
Is there going to be a new chair for the studio?
We need a new chair.
It's about
yes.
Time.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a little crickety.
So get there tonight. It's going to start at 5. Ribbon cutting is at 5:30, 150 East William Street, right across from our radio stations in downtown. Here's the telephone number. Okay, they're open. They were just all on the phone. Now there's a couple of lines open, and you got 7 minutes to get in on this. So call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. I want to take one last break. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Joel Fletcher and the entire crew here, and welcoming Joel as his official new St. Mary's Foundation director. Pretty cool stuff. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Today we've got a little bit of snow possible later this afternoon. Otherwise, highs around 32 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows around 25. Friday, sunny, highs near 40. And Saturday, cloudy, highs near 40 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 29 degrees.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Decatur Family YMCA, for a better us.
Mid-State Overhead Doors knows that garage doors aren't the most exciting things to talk about. But when they don't go up and down, you tend to get a bit hot under the collar. Prevent unwanted stress and have Mid-State Overhead Doors come out and do their preventative maintenance magic. They can help get your garage door back on track, literally. They can also install new doors and openers to help make sure you have the best garage door. After all, it's the gateway to your man cave and the minivan's place of refuge.
Mid-State Overhead Doors.
Patients receiving a total knee replacement at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital are now available to go home the same day of surgery. Traditionally, a joint replacement requires 1 to 3 nights in the hospital, but now patients in overall good health and who have the right support system can recover in the comfort of their own homes. Our goal is to get you home for dinner and back to life faster. Ask your physician if this is the right option for you. St. Mary's is Decatur's leader in same-day total knee replacement.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
5 minutes to go, 464-7655. I want to thank Val Jordan and Mary Jean Bauer and Kevin Hinton and Linda Rowden and Susan Rahill. They've been answering phones here all this morning. Keep them busy these last few minutes. Give us a call, 464-7655, 464-7655. And you can be just like Pat Dawson in honor of Andy Dawson and James Dawson and Bill Williams and Tuna McElroy and Don Buck Fawcett. I'm sorry?
That's Pat and Ann Dawson.
Yeah, absolutely. there's Tom Brinkotter and Connie Ewing from the entire Brinkotter family.
Really?
There's Mary Jo and Phil Weller and Ross Hunt. That's from Patrice Hunt. Dr. Rubin, who made a donation to the Sisters and Ministry of HSHS St. Mary's. Alex and Dial in honor of Amy, Jameson Dial. Alex and Amy Dial in honor of Jameson Dial. Mary Jo Fisher for Colleen Reedy and William Margaret Reedy. And so we I've tried to get most of the names on the air this morning, and if we don't, the full list will be here on the 28th when they do the ceremony.
I really love it when you read the names, though, because every year you hear new names.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you hear repeats, but the new names are great.
Absolutely.
I love hearing the loved ones of our friends.
Yeah, I do, too.
You know, it just gives you goosebumps and makes you feel really, really good.
Well, and it's not too late. You can give us a call right now, and the telephone number to call is 464-7655. And then you can still give up, I believe, Joel, is up to the 22nd.
Correct.
Is that to
yes,
make sure
you
that you're
get your name on the list.
On the program
you
and
bet.
Everything, because all that has to be printed and everything.
Right. Thank you guys for being
are you
here.
Enjoying
been,
your time?
I am, Brian.
You seem like a weight is gone.
It is.
Yeah.
It's 100%. You know, it's just great to come into an environment like this that's so positive. I mean, I've always been an early riser, as you well know.
Yes.
But it's nice to come in and get settled for the day and to know that there's going to be a kind of a prayer for the entire hospital at 8 o'clock with Father Nick. And then we do a huddle every morning about 9:30 to talk about all the things going on. It's just all about can do.
What's it like in the last third of your career to get to spend the last third of your job doing something you really want to do?
Fantastic. As I had said before, it's just so much more personally gratifying.
Yeah.
It just